Okay, welcome back, everyone. Ariel, special welcome to you. Glad you're feeling better. So I don't know if anyone got a chance to see the Makoros or print them out, but
so yeah. The ink is out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys have what's that?
The videos are pretty cool.
Oh, okay, good. So guys got a chance to see the videos. Hopefully, you have a little bit of a sense of what Tailhamas Locket is and what we're going to be talking about this evening, at least from a certain perspective. So last time on Monday, we spoke about another aspect of a front porch. Previously, we had spoken about whether a front porch was Churei Rishos HaYachid or Nachurei Rishos HaYachid. And we discussed whether or not when there's only three mechitzos to your front porch, whether you could still consider that a Rishos HaYachid based on the concept of Churei Rishos HaYachid. We said it's essentially Machlokas HaPoskim. I told you that I had good intel on Rav Shechter's Shita, and that is that, assuming it is 10 Tvachim high, that indeed you can consider a front porch a Churei Rishos HaYachid, which would mean you could treat it like Rishos HaYachid, carry from your home to your porch, from your porch to your home. But other poskim are concerned about that Shulchan Aruch HaRav that we saw, the Baal Tanya Shulchan Aruch, who said, okay, a whole window in the time of Chazal was not quite what we're familiar with today. When you look at a door or a window, the word is chalom, it's true, but there's a piece of wood there, there's a piece of glass there, that's either actually closed or meant to be closed, and therefore that's no longer called Churei Rishos HaYachid, so a number of poskim take that into consideration. Tonight, I want to talk about another concept, another yisod in Hilchos Eirvin, and that's called Tailhamas Locket, and see if we can apply that to the case of the front porch. Okay, so we won't call it Churei Rishos HaYachid, but maybe there's a way to still say that it has four mechitzos. Remember, Rishos HaYachid Midaraisa, three mechitzos. Midarabanan, you need the fourth. So if you threw from Rishos HaRabim onto a three-walled porch, yeah, that you would be chayiv for Hotzah. But if you want to do tiltal on the front porch, Midarabanan, you're still going to need a fourth mechitza. It's a fourth wall.
That's just a clarification question.
Mm-hmm.
So the Raisa, in order for the Rishos HaYachid, you need three.
Right. So if you take a look at the first Mar Mokum for this evening, it's a Rambam. It's a little bit of Chazara. The Rambam is in Perek Yudal Halacha Aleph. Perek Yudal Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says, Arba Rishuyos L'Shabbos. If Chaim Zifkin was here, he would remind us of the four Rishuyos, because he was very happy to find out that there was a fourth Rishos. Rishos HaYachid, Rishos HaRabim, Carmelis, and Mokum Petur. So we're focusing on Rishos HaYachid, but the Rambam begins, Ezehu Rishos HaRabim, Midbaros, V'Yorim, V'Shvokim, V'Drachim HaMufulashim Lehen, all those big wide open spaces, deserts, forests, markets, and the roads that lead to them, those are all Rishos HaRabim. U'Bilvachia Rochav HaDerech Tazayin Amah, provided that the streets or the roadways are 16 amos wide, veloya alof tikra, and no roof. Ve'ezohi rishos hayachid, this is what we're dealing with now. Tail shegavoa asara tfachim, v'rochav arba tfachim, al arba tfachim. Oh yes, okay, remember we spoke about this. This is a mound, right? You have a mound in rishos harabim. The mound is 10 tfachim high, and 4 by 4 tfachim wide. So that's rishos hayachid. Same thing if you had a big wooden box. Now, what do you call those things that people jump on? What do they call those? Plyo boxes? Is that what they're called? You know, CrossFit? The CrossFit people, don't they jump on and off those big wooden crates? Okay, but you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, sure. If you have those big wooden crates, if it meets this description, these meets and bounds, that's also going to be Rishos HaYachid. V'chein charitz, shehu amok asar, rochav arba al arba, oh yes, sir. Yes, al kain. So too, if it goes down instead of going up, it's going to be the same thing, because the walls of the bar, the walls of the charitz, are going to create the mechitzos of the Rishos HaYachid. V'chein makom shehu mukov arba mechitzos, the classic case, a space that's bounded by four mechitzos. Govan asara, if they're 10 high, u'b'nehim arba al arba, oh yes, sir, al kain, afil yesh bo kama milin, even if it's a very large space, im hukaf ledira. Right, Ariel, you reminded us the other night that sometimes you have a space that is bounded by mechitzos on all four sides, but it's not necessarily hukaf ledira, and that creates a problem for calling those places Rishos HaYachid. That lashon comes from the Gemara, right? Rosh Hashanah Gemara. So that's a chazara, right? That's a chazara of what we've already discussed. Now we have a Gemara on Shabbos on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, and this is where we introduce the concept of Tel HaMislakeit. Amar Rabbi Yudah Marav, Kuf Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yudah Marav, Tel HaMislakeit Asara Mitoch Arba V'Zorak V'Noch Al Gabav Chayev. So if you stood in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you stood in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and you threw something from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim onto a quote-unquote Tel HaMislakeit Asara Mitoch Arba, you just threw into Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Now, what exactly is a tail hamislake? This lashon is a little bit confusing. What does it mean when we say tail hamislake asara mitoch arba? So, we're going to go with what is the consensus, I think, the consensus opinion here of what this means. We'll look at the Rov Rishon, the way they understand. Look at Rashi. Tail hamislake, shehu midron, it's a slope. Veholech umislakeit ma'at ma'at. Mitoch arba amos. So it reaches 10. It reaches the height of 10 within 4. Any of you guys savvy with geometry? You're going to need some...
Hypotenuse?
Just finished. Yeah. There is a hypotenuse involved.
Isosceles triangle.
Not isosceles triangle.
No, let's Sokotoa. Let's
Sokotoa. That's yeah. that's somewhat involved. I don't know if you could help. It sounds like you know a little bit of geometry. What about a right angle triangle? I was like a right angle triangle.
Okay. Hypotenuse a squared plus b squared equals c squared.
Yeah. Okay. We're not trying to solve for that. That's good. That's the Pythagorean theorem. Okay, so keep some of that in mind. Not all of that, but some of that you keep in mind. So what do you call the this part of the triangle, the straight part of the triangle, not the one that's closest to the floor, not the one that's closest to the table? What do you call that?
Wait, what?
Well, it's the height. It's not the leg. Can we call that the leg?
Maybe.
Base? Oh, don't they call one a base?
It's the arm.
Yeah. Okay, it's not called the leg?
It's an adjacent angle.
Relax, Ariel. All right, so you got the base, the hypotenuse, and what I think is called the leg. But everyone knows what I'm talking about. If you can't see my arm motions here, then just know that it's the other side, not the hypotenuse and not the base. So what are we talking about? So it's a midrone. It's a slope, and it goes slowly until it reaches a height of 10, meaning the leg reaches 10, reaches a height of 10. Within Arba Amos. We'll see what that looks like in a minute. I put some pictures on the second page. Harehu ki'ilu zokof kulo. We view it as though that whole thing is upright. V'havei rishos hayachid b'mokom govo. And we say at the top of it, that's rishos hayachid. So that's a good question. Many assume that what we really mean is that if you're standing down here, This thing is the mechitza, right? This whole thing becomes the mechitza at the bottom. But there is some discussion about that. I'm going to keep it simple. Right? If you saw the videos, clearly those cases are where you're using it to make the bottom part, and that's generally the way we understand it. Even if you're staying at the bottom, towards the base of the right triangle, that part is included within the mechitza. So lu yitzur, right? That you stood at the bottom of a valley, and all around you had these types of ramps or slopes going up, right? So the top, the ridge, would be the top of the mechitza, and at the bottom, that's isosceles triangle. We're not talking about that. You need to find the right triangle.
Right.
So at the bottom, you would be surrounded by the mechitzas. Okay, let's keep going. There's a couple of important things in this Rashi. Ve'imzark mishos haram v'nochal gabov chayov. V'dafka nokat, Rashi says. V'dafka nokat mitoch arba amos. It's specifically this ratio of 10 to 4. Now it's a little tricky, by the way, because when we say 10, we mean 10 tfachim, and when we say 4, We mean four amos. We mean four amos. So how many tfachim in an ama?
Yeah, it's hyponos, opposite, and adjacent. That's what it's called.
Okay.
That's the right triangle.
Can I see? What do you mean opposite and adjacent? What opposite and adjacent? What? Angles?
So like three parts of a triangle is the hypotenuse.
Yeah.
And you have the adjacent, and then you have the...
No, an opposite side is the one across from a given angle. That's only with reference.
I'm just having the three different parts of a triangle.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Yeah, I'm still not sure if that's right, but... So Rashi's saying that it has to be specifically this ratio, right? This ratio of 10 tfachim to 4 amos, which you have to keep in mind that we're dealing with two different measurements. Easiest way to do that is to convert the 4 amos into tfachim.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay.
Like degrees until you know.
So that becomes 24, right? 4 amos... For almost 24 tfachim. For almost 24 tfachim. So now, Rashi says, V'dafka nokat mitoch arba amos. Di'i mitoch chamesh. If it got to 10, only within 5 amos, not 4, 5 amos, meaning, let's say you had a longer hypotenuse, you would wind up with a what? You'd wind up with a... I don't know, less acute, is that what it's called?
More acute.
Which way is acute?
Acute, small.
Smaller?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, what's it called when you make it bigger?
Obtuse.
Obtuse is the bigger as obtuse? Okay, so yeah, you'd wind up with a more acute angle, which means a less significant slope.
Right.
A less significant slope. So, less significant slope, that's not called tail hamaslake to make Rishos HaYachid. Why? And here's the kunz. Because if you have it mitoch chamesh or more, for that matter, right? That's just an example. Harehu kishar rishos harabim, denicha tashmish teilat hiluch. Why would you call this a different space? Why would you call this a different space? It's just part of the rishos harabim, right? If you go into, just for argument's sake, you're walking in a field and there's a little bit of a bump, a little bit of a hill, it goes up a little bit. You're gonna say, oh, that's rishos hayachid. No, it has to be certain dimensions. We say now, oh, that's a separate space. So we said, either this past Monday or last Wednesday, I don't remember when, maybe it was probably last Wednesday, when we spoke about the Shita of the Meiri. Remember? Shita of the Meiri was, you don't really need mechitzos for Rishos HaYachid, because the maila of Rishos HaYachid is that it's a space that's not held out for use by the Rishos HaRabim. Like, it's something about it that separates it from the Rishos HaRabim. So that's sort of what's at play here. What we're saying is that if you don't have this obtuse angle, if you don't have this obtuse angle to this degree, then basically what you have is some irregularity within the Rishos HaRabim. But why? You're not going to call that something other than Rishos HaRabim. Harehu kashar Rishos HaRabim denicha tashmish delihiluch. It's very easy to tread on it. It's very easy to traverse it. The only time I'm going to say, oh, that now rises to the level, no pun intended, right? Rises to the level of creating Rishos HaYachid is when I say, oh, this is really such a steep incline that this is not part of the Rishos HaRabim anymore. This is a different space. That's the kunz. Rat Meiri. Tel HaMaslake. This is Meiri to the same Gemara. Kuf Amud Aleph. Someone want to read? Chaim, you want to read? Sure. Right. I think it's Meshupa. Meshupa means also it's sloped. The ola b'midron, and it goes on a slope. Right, so it's on a slope, but it's not on a. This reminds me, years ago, Ezra and I signed up for a bike ride. It was a Nassau Suffolk bike ride, and I think there were different possibilities, like different loops that you could do, and it was described as being, you know, gently sloped or something like that. The first hill, I had to walk my bike up the hill. I couldn't ride the bike up. It was so steep. So it's a very relative term, right? But what the Meiri is saying is, it's a slope, but it's not such a gentle slope. It's not nocha kol kach, right? It's a little bit more aggressive. Kagon. Yeah, if you would measure. Right, so if you would go, I get, right, no, exactly. We're the, no, it's the end of the, what's that? Yeah, the exactly end of the slope to its peak, to the top. Birosho. Right, so that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the hypotenuse of four amos, which we know is 24 tefachim, and it hits the point of 10 tefachim at the height. That's Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Right. Right. Right, because that is more. Yeah, more obtuse. A more obtuse angle, a more extreme slope. More extreme slope. Right, if it's more upright, so to speak, right? It's more. Again, like Rashi. Right, the more steep the incline, the less noach tashmishde for the Rosh Hasharabim, for the people in Rosh Hasharabim. This is not like just some minor irregularity in the Rosh Hasharabim. This is like a big deal, big deviation. It doesn't come to exclude Ella. Right, that would be out. Now, when we say 10 to 4, when we say 10 to 4, I mean, you're saying, oh, it could also be, can be 3 or 2, right? But what we mean when we say 10 to 4, we mean, oh, if it's more acute, right? More acute. If it would be 10 to 5, that already that's too noach tashmishde for the Bnei Rishos Harabim. Now listen to this. This is you'll like this. You're like a Kachem guy. I think you like this, right? Sharei, what? I mean, Ezra Koppel's not here, so you could be the Kachem guy. But Ezra, when he listens to the recording, he'll appreciate it also. That what? That the. Who achas l'shalosh? In other words, it wouldn't have been tedious, right? You wouldn't have made a ramp that would have been tedious. He's saying the ramp was a more acute angle. Okay, let's quickly could we get the ritva on the table before mincha, before ma'ariv. Thank you, Chaim. That was very helpful. Thank you. The Ritva, same Gemara. Ritva, same idea. Tel Maslaket Asara Pirashiyish Gova Asara Berosho Ad HaKarka V'Rochav Arba'a Mitoch Arba Amos Pirashiyish B'Midrono on the slope Arba Amos. That's Rosh HaYachid Udolo Mistogi Luhu Livnei Rosh HaSaram, and it's not comfortable. It's not pleasant. For the Bnei Rosh Hasharabim, Lafuke, Im Yesh B'Midrono, Yosar Me'arba Amos, Demistagilu, Bnei Rosh Hasharabim. Same idea. Rashi, Me'iri, Ritva, Kevin Shekain, Shehu, Be'emtza Haderech, Rosh Hasharabim, Mehalechas Bo, Dino Ke Rosh Hasharabim, Vazorik Latoch, Latoch Arba Amos, Rosh Hasharabim Potter. So if you have the more acute angle, then you go into basically say this is part of Rosh Hasharabim. And it's going to be treated like the rest of Rosh Hashanah. Rambam, Yudal Tazayin, Rambam, Tel Maslake, Gova Asara Tzvachim, Mitoch, Orech, Arba Amos. The Lashon Mitoch is like a little misleading. Not misleading, it's just you don't know exactly what he means when he says that. But that's the Lashon, that everybody uses that Lashon, right? Mitoch means within. You're hitting the 10 within the 4, as opposed to within 5. Harehu Rishos HaYachid, Vim Zork Mishos HaRabim, V'Noch Al Gabov Chayev. Okay, very good. You could just take a quick look at the coming attraction on page 2. We'll stop here for Marv, but take a look at page 2, if you have page 2.
What time is it?
9:15?
6 minutes.
What time? Oh, yeah? Okay. So we'll go for another minute or two. I don't like going to the last second, but okay.
We'll go for 4 minutes.
We'll go 4 minutes. Okay, fair enough.
We can do the Rambam in 4 minutes.
Okay, we did the Rambam already.
All right, so let's do the Shulchan Aruch.
Okay, look at the pictures. Let's start looking at the pictures. You mentioned Sokotoa before. I know Sokotoa has something to do with sine, cosine. I know, right?
Well, sine equals opposite over hypotenuse.
Right.
Toa is opposite over hypotenuse. No, so...
Ka.
So, oh yeah, it's cosine.
Cosine.
Ka.
It's opposite over hypotenuse.
Ka is opposite. Jason
over hypotenuse. Okay, see, some things you learn in high school are significant. So look at those pictures. This is the four amos, ten tvachim. Four amos, ten tvachim.
Yeah.
Translates into ten tvachim and 24 tvachim. 24 tvachim, ten tvachim. See the equation? Equation. Now, I don't know exactly what that means to the minus one. Do you know what that means to
the
minus one?
Yes, the inverse.
What, okay, do you know why they're using that equation?
I used to.
All right, but basically the angle, right, the angle, maybe Ariel, maybe you could figure it out since you know Sokotoa, maybe you could figure out. This is what they're essentially figuring out here. The angle is 24.62, roughly. We call that 25. When you see, like you look at a lot of Sfarim, they just call it 25.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what the inverse means there, but...
Okay, but I think generally when you hear people talk, this is the very specific, this is the precise shear measurement, but usually when you hear people talk, they'll say 25. Why? Generally speaking, because when you're calculating, when you're measuring it, it's very hard to know exactly, oh, it's 24.62. If you have those fancy Kalim that they have in the video, people today have digital levels, you put it down, you can see exactly what the slope is, you can get that calculation. But okay, so generally we assume we use the number 25, but anything that's going to be less than that, certainly less than 24.6, is going to be considered to a cube, right? Okay. Mechaber. Look at the Mechaber. Mechaber. Mavoi sheshava mitocho u'midron. There's a mokum that's meshupa, slope placed there, l'rishos harabim. Oh, sheshava l'rishos harabim u'midron l'tocho, or there's a slope just within it. Imholech u'mislakit ma'at ma'at ad shemagbia yud. Mitoch dal amos harehu ki'ilu zokov kulo. And therefore, we call that, look at the Ramah, ubezeh hatel havi kemechitza, it becomes like a mechitza. This is what I was describing before. So whatever's inside is going to be a separate rishus. Okay, I think I'd like to stop here for Marv, so give everyone a minute to wash and get rid, and to be omed for tefillah. And just to sum up very quickly, what we've seen is this concept of tel mislakeit, and the Rishonim, Rashi, Ritva, Meiri, and basically the Rambam as well, all essentially describe the Tel Mislakeit in the same way. And the point, the Nakuda of the Tel Mislakeit is that this shear was considered to be no longer Noach Tashmishtei for the B'nai Rishos HaRabim, and therefore it's a separate Rishos. Anything less than that would be Noach Tashmishtei for the B'nai Rishos HaRabim, and therefore it would be subsumed by the Rishos HaRabim. But once it's like this, this can actually become, the way the Ramah says it, it becomes a mechitza, and therefore whatever is on the other side, depending upon where you're standing, would be a separate rishus. In some cases, this will make a rishus ayachid. So just to tee up the issue now, does this mean that when I have a staircase, let's assume that my staircase meets this criteria, let's say it meets minimally 10 within 4, the 10 to 24 ratio, get the correct angle. Does that mean that my front steps now could be the fourth mechitza to my porch? Does that mean that, right? Does that mean that my front steps come up like this? Does that mean now that I could walk and carry on the front porch because I have railings on two sides and I have the back of the house or the front of the house on the third side? So now maybe I have a fourth mechitza because I have the staircase. All right, we'll stop there and we'll pick up with that after tomorrow. All right, do you want to read a little bit, or is it hard for you to read from the screen? Or are you eating the cooking? You want to finish your cookie first? Okay. So I'll just quickly repeat what we mentioned right before Ma'ariv. The Mechaber and the Ramah essentially tell us what we already know at this point. We saw the Rishonim, the Gemara. The Tel Mislakeit becomes a Rishus HaYachid. Just want to point out one thing, that Chaim, you asked me about it earlier. When you say that it's on it, right? When you say it becomes Rishus HaYachid on it, that would mean that the high point of it becomes Rishus HaYachid. But that also means that the Mechitza goes up from there. Right? So just, that's, again, if you're following on the audio, I apologize. It's hard for you to appreciate what I'm illustrating here. But let's say it's a slope, and at this point it hits 10, right? So now you'll tell me, okay, over here, this becomes, in other words, if I walk down over here, that's not yet Rishus HaYachid. I'm only up over here, it's Rishus HaYachid. At the high point, it's Rishus HaYachid. But that means now that this Mechitza goes up, right? Because that's the nature of Mechitzos, which we already know. But that would still mean that over here is the Mechitza.
No.
Okay. But I'm just saying there is a machlok, as we've shown him, as to whether it's Dafka over here, or even I call this whole part the Mechitza, such that if I were standing at the base, that also, and it seems that most assume like that. But the Lashon of the...
No,
it's either you need to have that structure, right? You need to have that ratio.
Yeah.
Now the question is, at what point is Rishus HaYachid? Is it, do I say once I reach that, now down here I'm included in the Mechitza, or is it, no, only I'm up to over here, and then the Mechitza comes up around me? That's the only question. All right. The Magen Avraham writes, as Ezra, go ahead. This is Shin Mem Hei Sifkat and Aleph. Shin Mem Hei Sifkat and Aleph. What's that? This is not the Shulchan Aruch that we read. The Shulchan Aruch that we read is Shin Samuch Gimel Lamed Vav. This is a different Magen Avraham, where he's talking Agav about this tale.
Tell Shu Meshufa, Vehu, what's Meshufa?
Again, it's sloped.
Oh, okay. Vehu Mislaki Gavoa Yod Mitoch Hiloch.
Mitoch Hiloch Dalad Amos.
Dalad Amos. Have Rishis Yachid. Vimislaki Gavoa Yod Mitoch Hiloch. Hey Amos, Nicha Tashmish.
Nichat Tashmishte, and therefore.
Vahavishis
Harabim. So Rishis because it's Nichat Tashmishte for the B'nai Rishis Harabim.
Right.
Again, that's what you have to keep in mind, that this thing, this what we're calling a tel maslakeit, is basically cropping up in what is otherwise a Rishus HaRabim. And the only question is, are we going to now call this a mechitza, or are we going to call this just part of Rishus HaRabim? Okay. Again, this is not a surprise, this is already, overkill, but let's just go for broke. Mishnah Berurah. Shin Mem Hei Sifkat and Hei. Shin Mem Hei Sifkat and Hei. Mishnah Berurah.
Goodbye, Sarah. Aval im hasel
hatel
o hamachitzos him pachosim me'asar tzvachim avshim rechavim harbe la rishus yachidu ve'ein tzarach sheyehe hatel zakov begova elafiluhu meshufa.
So we mentioned until now, well, before tonight, we mentioned a tale like this. Four by four and 10 high in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, that's Rishus HaYachid. Mishnah Berurah is saying, you know what? It doesn't have to be dafka like this. It could also be like this. It could also be like that. In Mislaki, Asara Tfachim.
Begova mitoch
Shipua.
Shipua dal ramos.
Then we say, Tavi ki ilu zakov kulo. Barehu Rishus HaYachid. Bemakom govo. So, Mishnah Berurah, the way Mishnah Berurah is saying it is, it's like we view, it's almost as though we square this off. It's almost as though we square this off. And at the height, over here, that's Rishus HaYachid. So the way he's learning it, it is at the top. If you want to be medayik from that, right. Well, right. What? That's not an unreasonable diyuk to make from the Mishnah Berurah. Malcolm Govo, right. I did mention before that that's subject to some discussion. But yes, from the Mishnah Berurah, it is Mashma that he understands that it's at the top. But again, bear in mind that when you're standing over here, when you're on the tail, right, when you're on the square tail, you're on the box, big crate, you're on a flat surface. The mechitzos are these mechitzos that are coming up around you, the virtual mechitzos, right? Once you hit 10, then we see the mechitzos go up indefinitely. So those mechitzos are going up. Same thing's going to happen over there. And you're at the top of this right triangle. You're at this point. We said we view this whole thing as being zakuf, right? We view the whole thing as being upright. And you're on the top. over there, not maybe not down over here, right? Maybe. Okay. Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan.
Mavoi Sheshaha
Mito. Shin Samach Gimel. Samach Gimel. This is the very end, or the, I forget offhand, if this is the last sif or the second to last sif of Shin Samach Gimel. Shin Samach Gimel, Samach Gimel.
Mavoi Sheshaha Mitocha
Umeshufa. Right, so you have a mavoi, and then the sides, begin to slope off towards Rishus HaRabim. That's one possibility. Or it's on par with the Rishus HaRabim, right? Even with the Rishus HaRabim over here, but right, so it's Meshupa Latocha this way. It's going down. So either you have Rishus HaRabim up here, and it's going like this, or it's the other way around, right? The inverse.
Im ha-shipua holech u-mislaket me'at ne'at ad she-magbi'a asara tzvachim mitoch arba amos she-yipua.
Shipua.
Harehu ke'ilu zakof kula.
It's like the whole thing is upright.
Okay, v'zeh atzma ha-v'mechitza v'in tzarech shum tikon acher. Aval im mislaket mitoch he-amos eno k'mechitza. Elahabi Kishar Shisarabim,
O Carmelis.
Carmelis. Kevan de Noach Lahilach, Shainozaka.
Right, it's not that steep. It's very easy to walk. We're not going to call that separate Rishas. Okay, I just want to mention one other thing in case you ever come across it. I don't want anyone to think that I misled you. There is another Shita. This is not clearly the popular Shita, not the common Shita, but there is a Shita that holds that when we say 10 Tfachim and 4 Amos, we're not referring to the hypotenuse. We're instead referring to the base, and that comes out to a slightly different angle, not much different, but maybe by a degree or two. This is the more common shita. This is the way it's iskahatan halacha, 25 degrees. But if you do ever come across someone describing these cases and showing you a picture with the 4 on the bottom, you shouldn't think that person's wrong either. It's just we don't hold like that shita, but there is a shita like that. That when we say 4 amos, we mean 4 on the base, not 4 on the hypotenuse. But you see, from all the Rishonim that we just read, it's clear not that way. And from Mishnah Berurah, Aruch HaShulchan, Magen Avraham, Ritva, I mean, they're all learning the way we did. But there is a shita out there that learns the other way. Okay, but that now brings us to the reason why we got here, or an excuse to get here. This is from Rabbi Simon Sefer, Nimri Baruch on Erevin. This is from Daf Vav. And he addresses this issue. Can I use my front steps, based on the theory of Tel HaMislakeit, to make it into my fourth mechitza? I want my front porch to be Urshus HaYachid. I want to be able to bring my chumash outside to learn Shnayim Mikra, and then bring it back in. Right? I want to be able to take my glass of tea outside and drink it on the porch and bring it back in. Can I do it? Or carry it on the porch itself. Can I do that? I only have 3 mechitzos. I have no Erev around my house. I have no Erev in my neighborhood. So it's a Carmelis outside. Front porches. Otherwise inside the Carmelis.
But the rest is okay. It's fine.
By what?
But the rest is okay. What's the problem?
Right. That's funny. The rest is okay.
The rest is fine.
You need a fourth mechitza. Okay. So again, Ezra, you're doing a great job. You want to read this for us?
Sure.
Again, these are not obviously the full pages. I took part of page Vav, part of page Zayin, and part of page Ches.
B'nei kfar danu ha-poskim im mid...
Madregos,
so steps. Shehem b'shapua.
Shipua.
Shipua sh'asara mitoch arba.
Right, so we know what that looks like already, right?
Right. Im him nedonim k'mechitza midin tel ha-mislakeit.
Can you call this a tel ha-mislakeit?
Right. V'ayin b'kovitz beis talmud ha-ra.
Remember, we saw something from there the other night. You remember what we saw over there? That was, I told you, that was from Rabbi Cheskel Roth's Kolel. We saw an article from the then Rosh Kolel, this Rabbi Friedman, who was talking about all the different aspects of the front porch. One of them was, can you treat it like Churei Rishos HaYachid? He said, no. But he also discusses this issue.
Mamaro shel harav hagon Moshe Friedman Shlita.
Good.
V'chein v'sefer pischo shel heichal.
Yeah.
Le Harav Hagon Rav Asher Halevi.
Rav Asher Halevi Manin. I don't know who that is.
Shlita. Shatanu Baza.
So he also spoke about it, this issue.
The ikre ha nidon him al pi hamavur be gemara in ervin pitasim abez shemachitza ha.
This is something that we didn't speak about. This is something we didn't speak about, but the Gemara has a concept of something that's called a mechitza hanidreses. Okay. What do you think that means? What's lidros mean? Lidros with the samach. Comes up in Shas.
Like, oh, like drisas
amah? Drisas. Drisas haregel.
Drisas haregel.
Yeah. To tread. To tread upon. It's right to walk on.
What's there's no drisas amah?
There could be. I mean, I don't know. The walk of a king, the gate of a king. Where did you see that?
It's just the first thing that popped in my head.
Could be. It could be. I mean, it doesn't sound impossible. I don't know. It's just maybe a place where the king walks could be something. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so lo shma mechitza. So basically, if you can walk on it, then it's not considered a
mechitza. Right, and the Gemara has this concept of a mechitza that is traversed upon, that it's tread upon, that no longer called mechitza. Why would you think that, by the way? Just, what's the first thing? What's the first thing that comes to
mind? It's not a mechitza.
Well, again, if the whole purpose of mechitza is to make something separate from something else, and now you tell me this thing is walked on, then yeah, it's not a mechitza. It's not something that's serving to separate. It's a walking space. It's exactly ground. Okay, so that's the Gemara. The chen kasu ateisus in erevin chaf beizam and beiz di ramaschol veizehu.
Vizel shona. V'yesh lomar tibainyan shelo yehe.
Ba'inan.
Oh, tibainyan. That you need shelo yehe nicha tashmish seha. Shelo yehe asoi ke'en madrega.
Right, so we kept saying, what's the maila? What's the kunst to tell him a slake? We said, oh, it's lo nicha tashmish day. Lo nicha tashmish day. It's not readily usable, accessible, pleasant to use for the b'nei rishos harabim. So Taisu say, oh, if you're gonna make it into a, the whole purpose, the whole reason why the Talmud Slake becomes what it is because it's lo nicha tashmish day. So what do you do now? You made it into steps.
Right.
You undermine the whole mila of the Talmud Slake. Now it doesn't necessarily mean, by the way, I'm being a little bit dramatic. Sometimes you're using natural things. You didn't necessarily build them for that. They were there for some other purpose, and then you wanted to declare whether or not you could use them for the Erev. So, Taisa say, well, if it has steps, then it's not necessarily Tel Maslake for the purpose of Erev.
Can you use like a tree as like a wall?
That's a different question. Yeah. Okay. Delotehave
mechitzas
nidreses. Right, because now you have, if you make a kein madregos, say tosos, that what happens? It's you made mechitzas nidreses. You made a mechitzas that's walked upon, which we discuss in Perikol Gogos.
Look, man, daf pei tesam beis.
Right.
Delotehave mechitzas.
Yeah, that's not mechitzas. That's not mechitzas nidreses. Is lo havi mechitzta. Okay.
Okay, the imkain.
Good.
Madregos shalanu, shehem nidrasim tamid, lo havi mechitzta, afilu imhe mistalkin bishir asar mitoch talit.
Right, so even if they would meet the requisite shear and ratio of 10 to 24, or 10 to 4, if you're talking about Amos, then it has steps on it, it's no good. Right, so that's the position that was taken by Remeir Arek Zatzal and Imre Yosher, that a mechitza nidreses is lo shmei mechitza. However, yes, Simon Peitas,
kasav shedin mechitza hanidreses she'ein a mechitza. Lokai ela lisalka daitach dashas.
What does that mean? Chassam Sofer says that concept. And by the way, if you look around for this, let's say you take a sefer on Hilchas Erevin and you look in the index under mechitza nidreses. In many cases you won't find it mentioned. In many cases you won't find it. Chassam Sofer says it's only a hava amina.
Right.
It's only a hava amina. V'lo nokat Rav Yosef kein lamaskana. Okay, but what about the Tosfos? Tosfos made reference to this.
Right. Because of the Tosfos chaf beis and beis ha nir lomar shemechitza nidreses.
I think it's on this kala el.
Oh,
right. This is quoted above. Right. The previously quoted Tosfos.
Shemechitza nedreshes lohav mechitza hi rak lefishitas Rabbi Yehuda disfarlei sal yeah disfarlei disfarlei the arminon also rabim umevatle mechitza
good
avdar abanon the lo arminon also rabim umevatle mechitza gam mechitza nedreshes hav mechitza.
Okay, so the Chassam Sofer has a way of explaining the Gemara. Said the Gemara is only hav mina, and the discussion in Taisus also that's only according to some shitas. Basically. But, okay, so machlokas, Rav Meir Arik and the Chassam Sofer. Ubasofa Maimur.
Nizkar Le'el.
Good.
Havi Divrei Hagon Rabbi Cheskel Rata Shlita.
That's Roth.
Oh,
yeah. No, you wouldn't know that, but okay. That's Roth.
Benidon Ze Kasav.
Benidon Ze.
Benidon Ze.
So he brought the opinion of Rabbi Cheskel Roth. Rabbi Cheskel Roth was... It was a big posek. I think he was known as the Carlsberg Dayan.
Are the Roths related to them?
I don't know.
Could be
good
yichus. Yeah. Okay.
The Kasav. Heyosha hatosos be'erav in chaf beis on beis.
Good.
Mavuar detal ha'asoy
tail
ha'asoy ke'en madrigos. Avi mechitza nadreshas the lavish mechitza afilum slaki asara mitoch dalramos.
So Rabbi Cheskel Roth said, from Taisus, it's mashma that this is a problem. This wouldn't be. Like, he didn't understand it the way the Chassam Sofer understood it. But va'af.
Va'af shehatosfos.
Chassam Sofer.
Oh, sorry. Chassam Sofer. Zal Kasav.
The lokai melon kain. We're not choshesh for that Taisus. We're not choshesh for that shita expressed there in Taisus. And he had a fancy way of explaining why.
Kfar dachu dvarav zal.
Right, this sheet of the Chassam Sofer is already sort of pushed aside.
Okay. The inyan mechitza hanadreshes ein lo inyan im plugsa.
Good.
De Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan the asi rabim vatli mechitza.
Yeah, he said, I don't know where the Chassam Sofer came up with that whole explanation. The thing that he says there about Taisus, it's not really true, not correct.
I trust the Jewish nefesh chaya simin chafhei.
Right, not so familiar with that sefer.
Okay. The avshe nefesh chaya mechalik bin mechitza hanikaras lebein she'en hanikaras.
Shari achronim lo mechalkin baza. Okay. Ayinim reyoshev echasunish.
Okay. The kol shekein b'kahai gavna she hamid.
So we're coming back to now to Aramitzias.
Right.
So he said, first of all, the Rav Meir Arik said it's a problem. Mechitza that's made with steps, no good. I the Chassam Sofer, it's questionable. And now, certainly, in our case, in our Metzias,
she hamadrigos nasu lidros aleihem v'lo nasu l'shem mechitza klal.
Right, so it's one thing if you want to clear what about where you made it to be a mechitza, but somehow you have steps on it. That's not what happened when they built your front porch. Right? No one said this is really a mechitza, but we'll put steps on it. No, they said we'll put steps here. Later, you came by and said, "Oh, maybe I could also call this a mechitza."
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Okay.
The imkain b'kahai gavna le'ena
lanias d'it.
Lanias d'it.
So this is presumably what he's still quoting from Rabbi Cheskel Roth.
Yesh lachash tuva misham mechitza hanadreshes d'losh ma mechitza.
Good. We should be choshish for that.
Right.
Should be choshish for that and not call it and not allow it to be considered a mechitza.
The imkain imhu parutz b'miluo l'makom hamadrigos in laheter tiltosham.
Right. So if the front porch is opened in its entirety, now sometimes you have this, right? Sometimes the steps take up the whole length of the front porch. Sometimes it's like that. Oftentimes it's not. That's the next thing that we have to talk about. Or not the next thing, but one of the next things that we'll talk about. What's the other possibility if the steps don't take up the whole thing? Steps only take up part of it. And then what is there? There's like something, a little piece of something, generally,
right,
that turns the corner from the two side railings to meet the steps. Right, usually. So maybe that will be enough to can be considered the fourth side. We'll have to get to that probably in a couple of weeks. Okay, but can we consider the steps a mechitza? Well, maybe according to Chassam Sofer, but according to most other poskim, No. And why not? Because a mechitza that's nedreses, lav shmei mechitza. And you won't be able to say about it, tel hamislake. Why? Because the whole lumdus of tel hamislake is undermined by steps.
Right.
Very good. Now let's just finish it off with another couple lines here.
V'mikomakom letaltel mei rishis harabim al madregos v'vada yesh lacha shalo letaltel.
So at the same time, that we're gonna say it's not tel maslakeh, we're also gonna be choshesh the other direction for the chasam sofer. Chasam sofer said, well, yeah, that would be good. Right. That would be good. Then you, if you were to carry from here onto the steps, could be that you're carrying from a karmelis onto into a rishis hayachid. You don't want to do that. Right. So okay, we push aside the chasam sofer when it comes to being mekel, but we'll resurrect the chasam sofer to be machmir. Okay. Right. So maybe you'll say like Chaim, oh, it only becomes a shasa yachid at the top step or at the point of ten tefachim, but at the bottom, no, it's not begovo. Right, it's not begovo. He says, no, that also you shouldn't do. Right, somehow it opens up to the tail that's above it. The you know, in this case, the mound, the front step. Now we spoke about that the other night. Do you say Churi Rishus HaYachid applies even below 10 or Dafka above 10? That was Machlokas, right? When it came to the Ziz, there we said it had to be 10. But the holes, there's a discussion, right? Do you say, oh, the holes so close to the Rishus HaRabim, now it's also Shaykh to Rishus HaRabim, or not? Okay. V'kol Shekein.
Sheyesh lo l'mayla gif.
Gifufin mishnei atzadim.
There,
I guess there's some kind of railings on the sides.
Bevadei ro'ay lachash mishem churish shesiyachid al madrigos k'moshe kasavta mishochnar charav v'chulu akav nashana.
Right. In other words, but in practice, we're not really. Mekel to call it a Rishus HaYachid. But again, there's going to be a reason to be choshesh that maybe there is a tzad to call Rishus HaYachid, and therefore don't carry. Basically, however you're going to look at it, you shouldn't do this. But for our purposes, what's the kunz? The kunz is telem aslake is only when it's lo nicha tashmishte, and therefore mechitzan the dresses is the opposite of that. It's nichle tashmishte, and therefore you won't be able to call that the fourth mechitza to your three-walled porch. And we have to come up with another way, maybe, to make that into Rishus HaYachid. But it's not a mechitza anymore. It's not a mechitza. Lav mechitza. Mechitza in the dresses, lav mechitza. Not function as a separation. Okay, Rabosei, we'll stop here. Just a reminder, for the next 2 weeks, no boot camp. We'll be nether, continue, or resume. Whatever that Monday is, you take a look at the calendar. But the last 2 weeks in July, Mirat Hashem, we'll have another four shiurim, and then hopefully another two shiurim the first week in August until I think Tisha B'Av is that week, right? Is that Shabbos or Friday? Or?
Right around that. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we know that we still have time to get in another couple of fundamental principles, and maybe there's hope for our front porch yet. We have some things to still discuss. Okay, we'll stop here.